Welcome to Enterprise Radio, the signature show of the Enterprise Podcast Network, featuring some of the most prominent business professionals in the world today. And now your host, Eric Dye.
This is Eric Dye, and once again, welcome to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Enterprise Podcast Network. Today we're visiting with Mr. Brock Tinhouten, the Vice President of Engineering at Right Speed, that is electrifying the future of heavy-duty urban transportation. Mr. Tinhouten, thanks for joining us here today on Enterprise Radio.
Well, thanks so much for having me, Eric.
You're certainly more than welcome, and looking forward to hearing all about Right Speed. So, speaking of which, tell us, what is Right Speed's mission to kick things off here today?
So, at Right Speed, we're providing the most efficient and cleanest electric powertrains for heavy trucks for regional transport.
And I'd certainly say there's a need for that in the space. Now, you're based in Silicon Valley, I understand, a powerhouse for new ideas. What is your innovation in these regards?
Well, the main part of the innovation is around the architecture of our powertrain for these heavy vehicles. And the way that we're architecting these vehicles is with a very efficient geared traction drive. The geared traction drive replaces the axles of the existing vehicles. And it's really an integrated approach. And that's something that's been really a cornerstone of the systems that I've been a part of engineering throughout my career. And the way that geared traction drive works is it has two very high-speed motors that spin at 24,000 RPM that are then connected to a independent four-speed gearbox, where each motor is then driven by them. Each motor drives the independent sides of the transmission to a independent final drive. So we're able to control the speed of each tire independently. And that four-speed transmission helps always keep our motors in their most efficient zone all the way down to zero.
Certainly sounds like a brilliant innovation. Awesome stuff right there. Now, what types of businesses or markets benefit the most from Right Speed's core innovation here?
Well, the markets that benefit the most are all of the heavy regional transport. And so that includes, all municipal vehicles, things like refuse trucks, city transit buses, and any sort of regional intracity transport. And, it's a huge market. A lot of people think of just the long-haul vehicles when they think of these, heavy trucks and buses and things. But really, when you look at the size of the market, the majority of the on-highway heavy vehicles are running these regional routes as opposed to long-haul.
Certainly appreciate the input in regards to who benefits the most with Right Speed's core innovation today. We're speaking with Mr. Brock Tinhouten, the Vice President of Engineering at Right Speed, delivering the world's most efficient heavy-duty trucking platform. He's joined us here today on Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Enterprise Podcast Network. Now, continuing on, how will your core electric innovation help metros and states? Get into some of the highlights there.
Well, the vehicles are extremely clean, and they really take care of the emissions problem, which is one huge part of why we're doing this. But in addition to just cleaning up the air and creating less pollution, these solutions are better from a total cost of ownership standpoint. The vehicles, whether they're fully electric or hybrid, as we provide both, use less energy all the way around. And so the energy savings and the maintenance savings of vehicles that use our powertrain allow them to be more cost effective over the life of the vehicles. So the people that operate them are going to be saving money in addition to doing the right thing for the environment.
Certainly appreciate the cleaner air factor right there. That is tremendous. So, Mr. Tinhouten, how does a more efficient heavy-duty truck impact the future for businesses looking ahead?
Well, it's, the big trend for trucks in the industry is around regional delivery and as there's a greater movement towards delivery of goods directly to consumers, the amount of material that's moved by big trucks is only going to increase. And that's already been happening, and it's going to continue. So being able to provide efficient solutions and clean solutions but also solutions that allow for more cost-effective delivery is really important. You know, everyone wants to provide green solutions, but no one wants to be the greenest company in bankruptcy. And if you look at our systems, they're the cleanest solution, but they're also the most cost-effective. You know, we're saving a lot of money on fuel as we offset the fuel that's used, and we're also our systems are reliable, and they allow for all the momentum energy of the trucks to be recaptured into the battery rather than being put into the brakes. And so it means that you have to replace brake pads less often. And on a refuse truck, you can wind up replacing brake pads every 2 months or 10 weeks. And with our system, you wind up really taking all of that energy and then putting it right back into the battery so it can be reused. And our four-speed transmission allows you to recover the energy, that momentum, that kinetic energy from the vehicle, and really put it right back into the battery all the way down to zero. Our first gear in the transmission is geared to top out at 5 miles an hour. So you're in the most efficient zone of the motors, this 90%+ efficiency zone of the motors. Even when you're braking down to a stop or taking off from zero, you're in that efficient zone, which is different than other solutions and better than other solutions.
Well, we certainly appreciate your joining us on behalf of RightSpeed, and also appreciate what you're doing in the space as well. Before you go, and in conclusion, any closing thoughts, a final word or a piece of advice, anything else you'd like to add as we do wrap things up here today?
You know, RightSpeed's been around for a long time, and we've been doing, we've done a lot of demonstration products where we've delivered one and two vehicles and to various customers. And, you know, there's a big change coming in the industry where now, instead of people wanting just a few vehicles, starting back in 2018, when I joined RightSpeed, there's been a change in orders where people are asking for hundreds of vehicles and just want a couple to start. And so we're really seeing a large market demand for these vehicles. And, at RightSpeed, we've been working over the past couple of years to industrialize and harden all of the systems. And we're getting to that point where we're ready for commercialization, and you're going to be seeing more and more vehicles with our powertrains on board.
Certainly some fantastic news right there, and really do appreciate the fine report here on behalf of RightSpeed. I'm sure listeners want to know how they could get further details on RightSpeed online and how they could be in contact as needed. Where's the best place to do so online?
Well, we've got a website, rightspeed.com. And if you go there, there's plenty of information on the company, and there's links there to contact us directly as well.
And that is quite straightforward enough. Again, Mr. Tin Houghton, all the best. Really appreciate your spending a moment with us here today on Enterprise Radio, and all the best.
Great. Thanks so much. Have a great day, Eric.
And you as well. We've been speaking with Mr. Brock Tin Houghton, the Vice President of Engineering at RightSpeed, delivering the world's most efficient heavy-duty trucking platform. And for all the details, once again, visit rightspeed.com. And this is Eric Dye, and you've been listening to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Enterprise Podcast Network. Tune into our live location as we are streaming live 24/7 around the world at epodcastnetwork.com/live. You can also find our live stream on iTunes Radio and TuneIn Radio, as well as the TuneIn Radio app for your listening convenience. And as always, we thank you for your support and for tuning in.
Thanks for listening to Enterprise Radio. To subscribe to more of our programming, visit epodcastnetwork.com.
This is the ePodcast Network.